For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick as we continue our series on refugees in the region, speaking today with Thakur Mishra, who is Health Promotion Case Manager at the Carolina Refugee Resettlement Agency in Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome, Thakur.
Thank you.
Thakur, you've got a compelling story and from where you are from in the country of Bhutan, a very small country that many people may not know a little bit about. Can you tell us more about where you came from and how you wound up in America?
Well, Bhutan is a small country located in between India and China, sort of sandwiched by these giant powers in Asia. It is a country known to the outside world as a country of gross national happiness. It means the regime's claim is that everyone living in Bhutan are happy. The general concept of gross national happiness is that the well-being of the citizen living in Bhutan are being measured in terms of gross national happiness, not in terms of gross domestic product, which is the case elsewhere in the world. It is a beautiful country, deeply spiritual, and to outsiders, Bhutan is also known as the last Shangri-La. People pay thousands of dollars to go on an exotic vacation there. It's a deeply spiritual Buddhist country. So then in 1980s, the government started what was called a One Nation, One People policy. And my family was not part of the One People. So the government started cracking down on people following a different religion. So my family, including other thousands of people who were Hindus, and then we speak Nepali, were the major target of the government. My father was imprisoned because he was accused of being a terrorist. And he was put into prison, tortured both mentally and physically, quite severely for 90 days. And on the 91 day of his imprisonment, he was asked to sign what was called a voluntary migration form, which was interestingly written in a language my father did not understand. So he signed that voluntary migration form, and then later we found out that we had to leave the country within 3 days. That's what he signed. So that's how we got out of Bhutan.
You stayed for very many years in a refugee camp in a country that essentially did not want you there.
I stayed in a refugee camp only about 300 miles away from where I was born. And this was in Nepal. So we stayed there for close to 20 years under some harsh situations, such as like not having any kind of opportunities there. The healthcare system was so bad. We did not have access to almost anything, such as an access to a better healthcare system, an access to healthy food, and access to a better education. We lack all these things. One of my nieces died because she could not fight a battle against what elsewhere would probably have been a treatable pneumonia, because she did not have access to a better medical system there. At one point, we were living in Nepal, despite the fact that Nepal in itself was politically crippled. So it was the political situation in Nepal was so bad at a time when we became refugees.
After a long time, you applied for refugee status to come to the United States, and I believe that took 2 years to get here. Is that right?
Then, yes, that's true. In 2007, an assistant secretary of the state from the United States went to the refugee camp in Nepal and then declared that the United States will start accepting people if they want to be resettled, because that was our last hope. Now, Bhutanese refugees living in Nepal, they tried calling for repatriation for several years. They even did like several protests whether it's in Nepal, whether it's in Nepal-India border or in India, demanding that they be repatriated. And when nothing was working, and at a time when the U.S. government sort of was giving more hope that if we really declared interest, then it would start the resettlement process, I immediately declared my interest in 2007, even without giving a second thought. That's because I thought it was the best option available on the table. Then, as you said earlier in the question, yes, it took about 2 years to be completed with all the process before I was actually being resettled in the New York City.
And how did you wind up in North Carolina?
Well, initially I was resettled in the Bronx in New York City and lived there for about a year, but I started feeling like my life was getting more difficult because the income that I was bringing home was not sufficient to make a living there. Then I moved to Raleigh and then started living with a friend of mine. And I lived there for about a year, and the organization that I work for now, which is Carolina Refugee Resettlement Agency, had an opening, a job opening in 2011. Then I applied for that job from Raleigh. I was called for the interview, and then I got hired almost immediately and moved to Charlotte. And in the meantime, I also had one of my brother's family who sort of randomly came to Charlotte in the resettlement process. So that also opened up an opportunity for family reunification.
What were some of the challenges for you, and can you speak about some of the challenges for refugees that are new to our country?
One of the biggest challenges for me personally was being resettled in one of the world's largest cities, which is the New York City. I had never seen a train in my life. So taking subways in a New York City was way challenging than I had anticipated.
I don't think you're alone in that. I've been on the subways in New York too.
And then another thing was the culture shock that I had. But thankfully, I had some language skill, which was not a big challenge. And now that I work with other refugees coming from several parts of the world, I feel that language could be one of the challenges that they might be facing. And then depending on which part of the world they are coming from, then I think culture shock could be another big challenge for refugees.
How about when refugees are permanently settled as in America and perhaps, you know, they've become citizens in America? What sort of outlook do they have? How can they translate their skills and their experience to the job market and to being part of the culture here?
Once a refugee is here, he or she will be eligible to become permanent citizen within a year's time. And once they become citizen, then they have a privilege of being granted naturalized citizenship if they want in another 5 years. But then the citizenship is not just granted simply. They have to go through a process. There will be an interview as well. They have to pass a test, a civic test. And many a times the people that I have worked or the people that I know from within my own Bhutanese refugee community, I have found out that they always wanted to do more. They always wanted to get assimilated locally here in the United States, despite the fact many of them still wanted to keep their own culture and tradition. And many of them are hardworking, especially younger generation people. They tend to lean more towards going back to colleges, going back to school, having better jobs eventually. And then even I have seen this within the people that I have served while working at the Carolina Refugee Resettlement Agency. So in a nutshell, I mean, refugees are a hardworking group of people that come to the United States who always wanted to contribute back to the society.
If the political climate changed in your native country of Bhutan, would you consider returning?
That's one of the toughest questions I have ever felt. Well, it depends. the governments claim alone that there is a democracy in the country and that everything will be secure will not only guarantee that it's a secure environment to return. So even if the government claims that everything is okay, the only question I would keep asking is it really okay? And the moment I feel like it's really okay, there is no harm returning back to the country where I was born and then raised for 7 years. But I don't see myself returning to my home country permanently. That's because this country, the United States, has done more good to me than the country where I was born. So I think I will continue to stay here and contribute as much as I can, rather to this country than to the country where I was born, but that didn't count me as its citizen and kicked me along with other thousands of people out of the country. But I would love to go there visit.
We're speaking with Thakur Mishra, Health Promotion Case Manager at Carolina Refugee Resettlement Agency on WNCW this morning. Thank you for your time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.